Well, if you followed along on the 33 days, then you will see that Wednesday, which is tomorrow, is the 34th day, and that is the day for the consecration. And I timed it that way for a reason. Now, one of the things it says is to go to confession and receive communion. Now, if you're not able to do that because of the virus, or you feel uncomfortable doing that because of the virus, that's okay. That is perfectly okay. Because the dispensation is in place. So maybe watch Mass and do a spiritual communion, and then you can do an act of contrition for your sins. Does that count? Yes, it does, because of the situation we're in right now. And if by chance you don't believe me, you could contact Cardinal Burke, and he would say, yes, it does. And not that I've spoken to about that, but he talked about how to, you know, receive the sacrament. It's not so much you're receiving the sacrament. You are giving sorrow for your sins. And although you're not officially receiving the sacrament, you're working with God on this. And when you can receive the sacrament, which hopefully will be, it'll be sometime this year, and I hate to put it that way, but what can I say? You'll be able to receive the sacrament, but the grace is there, especially if you're worried about in danger of death. The grace is there. So all of that is there. So don't worry if you cannot receive or you really feel afraid to receive communion or go to confession. Don't worry about that. We have things in place for that. You can watch Mass on TV and do a spiritual communion. You can do a good act of contrition with the intention that when you are able to go to confession in the future, that you will be able to do so, that you will do so. So all of that is okay. So that's in place. Now, what I'm going to strongly encourage you to do is, you know, if you're not going to Mass, and again, because of the virus and everything else, to do the prayer and, you know, if you need to, your act of contrition and your spiritual communion, either attending Mass online, and there's one at the Colby Shrine. Check that out. And it comes out of Illinois. The shrine is beautiful. Maximilian Kolbe, St. Maximilian Kolbe, who was deeply rooted in what he called the Immaculata. They actually have what is known, and I want to be careful of these words. Actually, I won't even say them because it may be misunderstood. But he has a program to help people to deepen their prayer life. But all of that, that's an idea to check that, to go to Mass or Catholic TV or your local parish or whatever the case may be. I said it again. And when you do that, you can do your act of contrition. You can pray your prayer of consecration. And there's a ability to sign it if you want, depending on if you have the paper version or whatever. But you can do your prayer of consecration and you will have done it. Okay, within the context of the coronavirus. And remember, this was the purpose of this was to really deepen our relationship with Christ, deepen our commitment to Christ as we begin the next 4 years in our country. Because what our country really needs is good, committed people who are good, committed Catholics and other Christians who are doing this. Catholics and other Christians who are deeply committed to their relationship with Christ, in this case, Christ through Mary, that we may be servants of Christ in our country. And in doing so, we may be signs of the presence of Christ in the peace that Christ gives at a time that, Lord knows, our country needs that. So it's really just to deepen our faith, deepen our commitment to Christ as we begin the next 4 years. And that's essential, what we need to do. So that's tomorrow, and I've told you how to do it. We'll talk about it tomorrow as well. In the meantime, we've been focused on drawing closer to Christ. We've been focused on how we will plan our Lent. We've been focused on what we're going to do. And again, what we want to do is be stronger in prayer, make our families stronger in prayer, make our parishes stronger in prayer, because what we really want to do is root ourselves in our relationship with Christ. Remember, it is the relationship first that leads us to understand the morality. It's not the morality first that leads us to eventually to the relationship. And there's a reason for that, and this is extremely important. Because if you focus on the morality first, then and you don't focus on Christ, you can end up walking down almost an idolatrous way. Because remember, you can be an atheist and live Catholic morality. So you want to be rooted on Christ first, and you will find that as you seek to root yourselves in Christ, that your relationship with Christ is going to lead you to want to deepen your relationship with Christ, and that's going to transform you. So that's what we want to do. In any case, we are rooted in that. So that's where our focus is going to be. And we're not going to do that every day up until Lent, because Lent's still a couple weeks away. But now is the time to plan for it. And the other thing to look into is good spiritual reading. And you want to be able to do this, especially if you have downtime. Like if you're a Lyft driver, an Uber driver, or a taxi driver, and you have that downtime, bring either a book or an electronic book and read some good spiritual reading. You don't have to spend like 8 hours reading good spiritual reading, but as a matter of fact, good spiritual reading should not be read over long periods. It should be read piece by piece by piece to deepen your relationship with Christ. And really read that material that helps you to do that. You also may want to read secular books, either nonfiction or fiction, that also help you to do that as well. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. Everything has you overwhelmed. You are more than worried, and you are inundated with fear. You keep asking yourself, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, have you read the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter? Yes, the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter reminds us that all God's people go through difficult times, but God will get us through them.
Cast your troubles on him because he cares for you.
We are called to humble ourselves before the mighty Lord, and he will raise us up in victory.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time.
He reminds us to be aware that our weaknesses can lead us into the devil's path. So be extra vigilant.
Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
So the next time you feel overwhelmed, turn to the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter in the New Testament. And don't forget, you can go to CatholicAudioMedia.com for our website if you want to send us feedback, you want to tell us how your consecration went, if you want to tell us any suggestions, any ideas, what you want to do for Lent, you want to share with us that. Anything you want, CatholicAudioMedia.com, go click on the contact tab. And you can also check out our podcast, the archives. You can check out ways that you want to share with us your prayer requests. And check out our blog. And you can also join us at Substack. We're now at Substack, CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com. It's a newsletter/website. Go check us out there. CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we're talking about, again, how we're going to prepare for Lent. And we really want to make this Lent count. Because really what we need to be is we want to be strong witnesses of the gospel of Christ. That is what we absolutely have to be, strong witnesses of the gospel of Christ. And so in being strong witnesses, that's what we're always called to do. Remember, Jesus called us to be his witnesses. And so and the way we do that is doing exactly what you're doing right now. Just living your Catholic faith in the work you do. You don't have to be walking around with a t-shirt that says, I'm Catholic. You don't have to be walking around or handing out cards that say when the Mass times are. What we need to do is root ourselves in Christ. You know, this week was the celebration of Martin Luther King Day. And, you know, the one thing that Martin Luther King did that probably speaks to me more than anything else, what he said, and he was, you know, calling for a unity in our country across all lines. You know, he said he wanted to see a brotherhood in our country across all lines, no discrimination of any type whatsoever. And, you know, they were fighting against certain laws and rules. As one associate of his once told me, is they had a rule, they had a law in his hometown. I forget where it was. It was one of the southern states where unless you had a master's degree, you could not take a book out of the library. And the only one in the town who had a master's degree was this black professor. He says, I was the only one in town that could take out a book, and I couldn't take out a book because I was black. I'm black. Can you imagine that? And that was the kind of thing he fought against. But in one of his protests, he was beaten by a police officer, and then he was thrown in jail. And the first thing he did is he got down on his knees, and he prayed for that police officer. I suppose that would be an interesting story, see if you could find where that police officer, if he's still around. I doubt it, but... And that was because that was like 1963. But you can see that. That speaks to me more than anything else. And that's a classic example of Christian witness. So we can see that. We can understand that. This is what it means to be a disciple of Christ, to be a Christian witness. We don't necessarily have to stand on street corners thumping Bibles, which some people are called to do that. I'm not. You're not, but you might not, you might be, but you might not, but we do have to, as a term the evangelicals use, we have to walk the talk, but we have to do more than that. We have to be people who inspire people to know Christ. And, you know, all of us fail at that. We're one of the few organizations in the world that begins every meeting we have explaining that we failed to do what we're called to do. That's called the rite of the penitential rite. But we're called to walk the talk, and we cannot walk the talk. This is Catholic teaching 2098 in the Catechism. We cannot walk the talk if we don't have a prayer relationship with Christ. This whole idea that all we have to do to get into heaven is be a good person is a heresy. It has been condemned. It's a heresy. No, we're called to have this prayer relationship with Christ. Why did the good thief on the cross get to heaven? Because he developed a relationship with Christ. May have been at the last minute of his life, but he still did it. What did Jesus say to those who said that they should come in? I never knew you. There's no relationship there. And that's always got to be our focus, deepening our relationship with Christ. Well, tomorrow is Inauguration Day and also our Day of Consecration. Have a blessed day. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.